waves.
Damn you, old man!
Wait.
Old ass man.
Shut up, old man. You smell like fart.
No. Man.
Old man.
Wait. He's so old, he got a podcast on cassette.
Fuck, you're old.
Damn it, Wade.
And welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I'm your host, Old Man Wade. Unfortunately, I'm supposed to have another guest come in and talk about another topic that I am near and dear to my heart. But unfortunately, you know, due to life happening, we had to reschedule. So I decided, why not give you an Old Man Wade quickie? Hey, take that however you want it. I want to talk about people who are just a-holes just for the sake of being a-holes. The reason I bring it up is because we have a president and a dictator over North Korea having a pissing contest right now. And unfortunately, the only people who are going to suffer in situations like this are the little people. Obviously, I feel bad for the military men on both sides of the coin, on both sides who are basically just fighting for what they believe in. But the problem we have here is, like I heard an African proverb that said, when two elephants fight, the grass suffers. We, the regular people, are the grass here. While these two elephants are going back and forth, ramming each other and going through all that, we're getting trampled, we're getting blood all over us, and we're really the ones who suffer in all this. You drop a nuclear bomb on California, Trump somewhere in Washington. You drop a bomb in North Korea, their leader's over somewhere in a bunker. People who are affected are the regular civilians. It's unfortunate, and that's how war goes. The people, like the innocent people, are usually the ones who are suffering the most. And I obviously feel bad for the military. I have friends in the military. I know people who have died in the service, and it's tragic. But here's the thing: I don't get about that more than just the war. I don't get the people who are actually excited about it. I don't get the people who are excited when they hear, oh, we're going to go drop a nuclear bomb on another country. You're excited about millions of people dying? Why? Because the roles are reversed, and you're just an innocent person going to work or coming home or just sitting at home, and a bomb drops on you or a bomb drops on your family members from another city, another state. How do you think these same people feel who want no parts of this? People who just want to get up every day, go to work, and live their life. And for people who go, well, they shouldn't be living in North Korea, fun fact, it's not that easy just to get up and leave North Korea. People try it all the time. People die. People get put in jail. And people get put into all sorts of things because they try to leave the country. So it's not as easy as just saying, oh, just get up and leave. Not that simple. But on a lighter part of that, I wanted to talk about trolls. Answer My Riddles 3, talking about internet trolls. The type of people who love hiding behind their fake avatars or their cartoon avatars or their fake names, knowing that no one would ever be able to track them down and actually retaliate in a way that they may not think appropriate because, you know, people aren't always going to respond the way you think or want them to. I wanted to bring up a topic that happened last week to one of the Marvel editors. Marvel editor Heather Antos last week tweeted a picture out of her and her Marvel milkshake crew, as she called it, Fabulous Flow. She took a selfie with her and her two or six of her co-workers drinking milkshakes. Harmless. Who cares? You're out having fun. You want to share it with the world, and especially if you work for Marvel, you know, why not go out there and smile and talk about, you know, the fun you're having at work? You'd figure, you know, just either like the picture or you don't, you kind of leave it alone. No. You get people who say things like, no wonder Marvel Comics sales have nosedived. Everyone has moved to DC where there is no social justice crap. I don't know where you get social justice from taking a picture that says, it's the Marvel Milkshake Crew. Other things like, this does explain the quality, quote unquote, of the Marvel of, excuse me, this does explain the quality of work Marvel has been putting out as of late. Now, the funny thing about quote tweets like this is, you know, there are people who are sitting at work, tweeting. The irony of someone at work who should be working tweeting about someone not working is hilarious to me. And then there's the last one. Can we just get off the feminism and social justice and actually print stories? God, DC looks better and better. Where do you get any of this because they decided to take a break and drink a effing milkshake, man? I don't get any of that at all. It's just a milkshake. It's not that serious on any level. So imagine you're Heather Antos, or Anto, sorry if I'm mispronouncing your name. And the first thing you do is you wake up and you see this stuff. So actually her quote is, woke up to a slew of more garbage tweets and DMs for being a woman in comic books who posted a selfie of her friends getting milkshakes. How dare I post a picture of my friends on the internet without expecting to be bullied, insulted, harassed, and targeted? And then Charles Soule said, the women who work at Marvel at all levels are amazing, smart, skilled, tenacious, and tough. How do I know? Because I get to work with them. So, who are you to criticize somebody for taking a break? We all take breaks. And I'm pretty sure there are people who made those tweets who get upset if their breaks cut from 30 minutes to 29 minutes or 60 minutes to 58 minutes. So, they got some damn nerve. What do they get? What do people get out of that? Exactly what? Does it make them feel better that they send that tweet out in 140 characters? They hit send. They sit back in their chairs and they go, yeah, I just did that. What do you get out of that? You look like an artard. You look, and even more, you look like an asshole. You've solved nothing. You changed nothing except for the fact that now, actually, no, I'm wrong. You did change something. Because of that, Marvel and DC and Marvel got together, which doesn't necessarily happen all the time, and came together and created the hashtag #MakeMineMilkshake. For those of you who don't know, #MakeMineMarvel is a Marvel quote. That's when they market things. It's like, you know, comic books, make my Marvels. Video games, movies, make my Marvel. That's their thing. But DC and Marvel came together and hashtagged it, make my milkshake. So actually, I guess the trolls in some sense are good, good for something. They brought people together. I also don't get the hatred of women in dorky things. Like women who enjoy video games, women who enjoy cosplay, women who enjoy comic books. I don't get why that upsets some guys in comic books and say that like they're fake fans, or they're like, you know, like, or how dare you read anything other than My Little Pony and Barbie comic books, or even how dare you even pick up a comic book. I know a lot of women, and I actually know a lot of women who know more about comic books than I do. And I write them and get paid to do. I get paid to write and review comic books. I know a lot of women who can cosplay circles around people with no more than $25 and a Salvation Army. I mean, heck, my wife isn't big on comic books, and she put together one of the best Harley Quinn costumes I've ever seen, complete with a mallet she made on her own. So let's cut it out with the social justice warriors. Are there social justice warriors? Yes. But in the sense of the term, what's wrong with being a social justice warrior? What's wrong with wanting justice for other people? There are extreme cases, just like there are anything. But to be upset with someone because they decided to go have a milkshake, you're an idiot. There's no other way to put it other than you're an idiot. You got an issue with someone like that, and you have issues with females who decide to read comic books, you're an idiot. And look, I'm a big comic book fan. I have been for a long time. I've been a consistent comic book fan for probably the last 15 to 20 years. And I would be the last person to call someone a quote-unquote fake fan because they only know that, because all they know are the movies. When I hear someone who only knows the movies, like especially with Deadpool, people come to me and they go, oh, how much of the movie was true and how much of it wasn't true? And I break it down. I say, hey, this is what it is. And I give them material to read. So if you're that person who goes, oh, how dare you get a Deadpool tattoo because you watched the movie? Okay, well, fine. Good for you. Bully for you. That's more exposure for a character that I love. And if you feel a certain way about it, then direct them towards good comic books for them to read, good stories for them to find, or a good website for them to read and find quotes and great moments about Deadpool, Or like just the X-Men or the Avengers. If you're one of those people who hate that, then point them in the right direction. People come to me all the time and stuff like that, and I don't go, oh, well, if you don't know, then you just don't know. No, I put the time, I'm like, hey, go read Deadpool, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. Or go read the issue of Deadpool when he was picked to save the world, and he thought he failed and cried in Blind Al's arms. If you're not going to be part of the solution, just shut the fuck up. Oh, speaking of annoyances, I wanted to break down a few things that... A couple things, actually, that annoy me in certain places, particularly stores and the MBTA. Well, excuse me, for those who don't live in Massachusetts, public transportation. One of them in particular, and a friend of mine found this funny, people who have kids... Like, it's obviously not the easiest thing in the world to try to go and shop for clothes, shop for their clothes, and when you have a hyper kid, hyper 6 or 4 year old kid running around, hopped up on sugar, doesn't want to be there, they don't want to try on clothes. So yeah, sometimes you let them run around. But when they start bumping into people, then you got a problem. And I have a rule. Kid bumps into me once, whatever, it happens, shake it off, go on about your business. Happens to me again, I'm like, okay, it's a bit annoying, but it happens. Third time, that's it. I'm not going to attack the kid. I'm not going to eyeball the parent. Biological warfare. I fart on him. Flat out. Kid bumps into me a third time, I'm farting on him. And I feel bad for the little ones who are like, you know, like butt cheek level, because they're getting a face full of like whatever I just ate in gas form. I did it to this one kid and he coughed for like a good like 30 seconds. It was hilarious. My wife said I was mean, but I'm like, hey, look, they bumped into me twice. The third time, their parent wasn't looking at me. Well, boom. They got a face full of gas. Not my problem. Watch your damn kids. Oh, well, speaking of watching your damn kids, it's one thing when they're running around you, you know what I mean, in the general vicinity where you can see them and maybe yell like, hey, watch where you're going and things like that. But if you're at the front of the store and your 4 and 3 and 6 year old kids on the other side of the store, you are a terrible parent. There's no reason a 4 or 6 year old should be somewhere way in the other end of the store. It's always during Christmas too, where kids can get kidnapped and like worse. I don't even want to put the image in anybody's head, but horrible things happen to kids in a grocery store. They grocery store or like clothing stores. Watch your damn kids. After that, I want to talk about public transportation. I don't know how many people are driving. Or actually, a lot of you probably listen to this on the MBTA, or excuse me, on public transportation now. So I took to Facebook and I asked a bunch of my friends, what are some things that annoy you on public transportation? Like there are some of the things like you could go and you could talk about, oh, the bus being late, trains breaking down, things like that. No. What annoys you about the people on the MBTA? On public transportation. You're going to have to excuse me. I have to get out of that habit because not all you guys are from Massachusetts. So I had a few people break some things down for me. I thought I shot them out on here as well. So you got old man Ken. Any bodily anything. Clipping nails. Spitting. Nose picking. I can't believe people actually do that. Body odor. Whatever. That and eating are two huge annoyances for me. All right. I'll flat out say I'm guilty of eating on the MBTA, especially if I'm guilty of eating on public transportation, especially if I'm running from place to place and there's a place where I can get a beef patty and throw it down real quick. Yeah, I'm sorry, you're going to smell this disgusting beef patty that I got out of a cart. Do I feel bad about it? Yeah, and I try to eat it as fast as possible because no one needs to smell that. But then you get these people who eat full-fledged meals. I've seen people break off styrofoam parts of their plate to use as forks and then like scooping up like fried rice and all this other stuff, and like the rice is going all over the place, and they look like a pig and like eating slop. It's gross, and it's shit's going all over the place. And then instead of just taking the thing they ate, putting it back in the bag and walking away and throwing it in one of the 4,000 trash receptacles that they're gonna come across as they leave the train station or the bus, they just leave it there and walk about their business for the next person to have to smell it. Until the public transportation people decide to clean it or someone's nice enough to pick it up. You're nasty. Cut it out. My buddy Ned, playing their music without headphones. Stop. Cut that shit out right now. we've all been there. We've all had the situations where our headphones break, your Bluetooth headphones, they die, or whatever. And you're just like, I want to hear the music. Deal with it. You're just going to have to deal with 30 minutes to an hour of not listening to your music, because nobody wants to hear whatever you listen to. I don't care if it's classic. I don't care if it's Jay-Z. I don't care if it's classic rock. I don't care what it is. The only person that is acceptable to be played on speaker, regardless of the circumstances, is Prince. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Prince, to make beautiful music for us. He's the only person that's acceptable to play on any in any situation on public transportation. My buddy Kev, he brought up one. He said breathing. And I'm thinking, you know, heavy breathers. People, when like you're standing behind you and they're going, but knowing that my friends are jackasses, I go, do you mean people? He goes, yep. He just doesn't like people on public transportation. You know what? I got to give it to him. People who wear backpacks and walking around like they don't have one on a train and isn't completely packed. That isn't completely packed. Take your backpack, put it between your legs. I walk around with a backpack. My wife calls it a man purse. I take it off, put it between my legs. Close my legs so it doesn't go all over the place. I'm out of everyone's way. Problem solved. Also, for those people who take up two seats, your bag didn't pay, take that shit the fuck off. Now, normally, I don't care enough. I kind of just stand. But there are some people who are just too timid to say anything. Don't be an asshole. Move your fucking bag. And don't lay across three seats either. And I guess man spreading is a thing. If you're one of those guys who thinks you got grapefruits in between your legs and you need to stretch out so much that you're crossing three seats, cut that shit the fuck out. Your nuts ain't that big. And if your nuts are the size of grapefruits, you might need to go to the hospital or jack off and let some of that stuff out. My buddy Jose, when a woman comes on with a stroller, the kid isn't even in it, they fold up those first two seats for the stroller, then her and her kid take the next two seats. I'm of two minds about this. I'm sympathetic for women or men who actually have to take these strollers and then bring them on the MBTA or bring them on the bus or on a train. They're big, they're awkward, and unfortunately, if you don't drive, that's just something you have to deal with. But to take up four spots when you really only need two, that's excessive. And I know someone's listening to this and they're going, well, you don't know because you don't have kids. You're 100% right. I don't have kids and I quote unquote don't know. But I remember what it was like having a little brother and a little sister, and I was pushing them around in a stroller, and I would move to the side and I would take up the two designated spots, one for my little brother or sister and then mine. Two spots for the two that I paid for. My homegirl, Miss Oso, she had a long list, so I'll break it down. Squeeze into seats that they know they can't and shouldn't get into. My buddy Rick Olive brought that up too. If you're too big, stop. I'm a big guy. I know not to sit in between two people. I stand, and then I'll wait until there's an open spot. And if I'm in an open spot and there's one next to me, I make myself a little bit smaller so the next person coming in who can fit into that can fit into that. If you're a big person, don't try to squeeze into the spot. You're an asshole. You have bad breath, keep your mouth closed. Don't breathe. No one wants your hot breath on the back of their neck or even worse, in their face. Oh, here's one I think everyone could be sympathetic to. Not giving up your seat to someone who absolutely looks like they need the seat. The elderly, pregnant, disabled. If someone's on crutches and they don't look like, and they look like they can barely stand, give them the damn seat. If a woman is pregnant, more than anything, if a woman is pregnant and she can barely walk, give up your fucking seat. What kind of animal doesn't give up a seat to a pregnant woman? You know, like that's self-explanatory. I don't even need to get into that. People who stand in front of the door and don't let people out, move to the side. Left, move to the right, move in to let people out, which is annoying, but at least you're trying your best to get out the way. Or here's the best one. Move out of the car, let the people out, and then move back in. Since you stepped out, you'll be the first person to let back in since the people who are trying to get in are behind you. It's not brain surgery. Step out, move in. And my buddy Kev said it best when he was talking about an elevator. And when you're supposed to let people off the elevator before you can get in. And this guy tried to bum rush him, and he looked him dead in the face and asked him if he ever poured a cup of water. The guy looked at him befuddled, because apparently he doesn't know that you can't put more water into a cup until that water is actually not in there. And apparently I have a new upgrade for my Dropbox. What else do we got here? People, this is weird. People actually file their... Peggy actually says people actually file their nails. That's just gross. That's disgusting. My boy Jay Posey, multiple bags. Same thing. Just be considerate. Like, if you're shopping and you're shopping, just be considerate of the people around you. Oh, my personal favorite. People who decide that they're going to look at your phone. I have a simple solution for that. For anybody who has a phone and you're on the internet or you're reading something, people are looking at your phone. Here's what you do. Go to Google or your search engine and then type in a porn star. If you don't know what porn star to use, I use Jadafire. 8 letters, Jadafire. Jadafire, 2 words, 8 letters. And usually it comes up with her naked. Then they don't realize that they know what you're doing. I then usually type in Jadafire oral. It's usually her going down on someone or somebody going down on her. If they're not disgusted then, I then upgrade to Futanari porn. If you don't know what that is, Google it. Futanari. And if that doesn't gross them out, I get as disgusting as possible until they realize that I know what they're doing and it's annoying me. I'll gross myself out as long as it pisses somebody else off. They started it, I'm going to finish it. Ants with a sledgehammer, man. You kill ants with a sledgehammer. Buddy of mine works for the public transportation, and this is something I don't get. People still do this. Tagging the walls with their shitty Instagram name. No. Cut it out. Someone else has to clean that shit up. Be respectful of someone else. Preaching. As someone who used to go to church, used to go to Baptist church, one of the things they had preached, for lack of a better term, is witnessing and, you know, trying to save people's lives by talking about God. I understand that sometimes it's a bit annoying, but sometimes people are actually looking out for you, and they don't want, that people are genuinely good people, they don't want others to go to hell. So they decide to wear the cardboard with 2 flaps on them, they go in with the megaphone, things like that. Is it inconsiderate? Absolutely, it is inconsiderate. And even though they have your safety or whatever, or well-being in mind, it's a bit annoying. But the worst is when someone is doing this so loud that when you're listening to death metal on your headphones at 6 a.m, you're on one end of the car and on the other end, and they drown out your sound. Now you're an asshole. And on that particular day, I was on the train. And everyone was just visibly annoyed with this person. No one wanted to hear it. And at some point, you got to take a cue and go, maybe this isn't the right place or time to do this. Or maybe I just shouldn't be doing it right now. Because even if you have a person who's in a religious inner struggle and not knowing what to do, you being annoying has freshly teetered them from their way to God to just going, fuck you, I'm out. So yeah, that's all I got. This is an old man way quickie. I was told that a quickie is 15 minutes, but I'm 1,000 years old, so, you know, takes me a little while to get up and get going. Take that as you will. Hey, this is an old man way quickie. Enjoy. I'll see you next time, and as always, damn it, Wade.